Good morning. The music should be coming up. So let's start by sitting down on the mat, taking a moment to close our eyes, settling in. Begin the practice with your breath. Let your smooth breath begin to quiet your mind, relax your body. Let your head drop down and roll from side to side. And then we'll come back to center. Bring hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and the unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now, as you inhale, let the prayer at your heart rise up into the sky. And then exhale, part your hands and twist to one side. And then inhale, reaching back up to the center. And exhale, twist the other way. And then just flow with your breath. Now one more time, reach up to the sky. This time with the exhale, let's fold forward. We'll place our hands down on the mat, step our feet back, and come to downward facing dog. Launch yourself back far from your hands as your hips reach to the sky. Press heels up and down. Take a little inventory of your body. What places within you feel tight? Where are you craving an opening today? Let's walk our hands back to our feet where we'll fold into a forward bend. Every pose, you can adjust and explore and create to meet the needs of your own body. Now walk the hands forward again and return to downward facing dog. And then we'll set our knees onto the mat. We'll sit down onto our feet. With an inhale, reach your arms wide open. And then exhale, bow forward. And continue that movement as you flow with your breath. One more time, reach wide open. And then as we bow forward, we settle for a moment into child's pose, a resting place. You are welcome to come back and rest here anytime you'd like. We'll come back later as a group, but remember that it's always here, it's always available. Now let's tuck our toes under our feet and step again into downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward. Lay your left knee onto the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come back onto the mat, and the right foot steps back. As we inhale, we'll shift forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale and rise into cobra. And then hips again back into heels, child's pose. And we turn toes to the floor, hips to the sky, again downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee comes to the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring the hands back down and step the left foot back. Inhale, shoulders above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower all the way down. Inhale, roll the shoulders back, reach the heart forward, cobra. And hips back again to heels, child's pose. Once again, dig your toes into the mat and step into downward facing dog. And then walk your feet up to meet your hands. Inhale, come all the way up, sun breath. Exhaling all the way down and flowing with breath. Come up one more time. Bring hands into your heart. Look down. Make sure you're standing at the very front end of the mat, and we'll flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. And then the hips sink down and back, chair pose. Now come up again. Maybe lean back a little bit here if you want to. And then dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway with your back flat. And then take hands to the mat. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms circling up into the air. And then hands come back down to the mat. And we step the left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling, let's go back to downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms reaching up, and then hands come back down. And the left foot steps up to join the right. With an inhale, up and into the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up again. Here you can lean back if you'd like. And then dive down. Inhale, come halfway up. And take your hands to the mat and step your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Circling the arms up. And then hands come back down. Right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Let's take the left leg to the sky now. And then step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. We reach up and then we place hands back on the mat and the right foot steps forward. Inhale, up into the sky. And slide the hips down, chair pose. All the way up. Again, you're welcome to lean back. And then glide down. Inhale, come up halfway. And then bring your hands to the mat. Walk your feet back. And find your way to downward facing dog. Give yourself a moment here in downward facing dog. Probably feeling a little more invigorated now with this movement and ready to begin our standing flows. Let's start by taking your right leg to the sky. Step or help your right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. So the knee can be up or down in the back. You choose what feels good for you. Breathing in and breathing out. When we begin this practice today, when we began this practice today, I said, may this practice today bring healing to the body. Just connect with your body. Feel what's happening within you. Let's circle our arms round and round. So one of the places our bodies get tight is our shoulders. So as you circle your arms around and round, feel your shoulders loosening up and how nice that feels. Now reach up one more time and then bring your hands into your heart. Take your left hand to the outside of your right thigh. Slip your right hand behind your back. Now get nice and tall here and we'll take a twist. Begin to circle your shoulders around to the right so they become parallel to the long side of your mat. You can stay here, you can reach your arms parallel to the floor, adjusting it for your own body. When I think of healing poses, I certainly think of twists. Twists are very healing. You feel that twist running up your back through the low back, the middle back, the upper back, and as you turn your chin to the right shoulder, even up into the neck. Let's unwind the twist carefully. Take your hands to the mat and step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, come all the way up. Touch your hands overhead and then drop your arms to your sides. And let's take little twists side to side. Let your arms fly away. And as the twists get a little bigger, the arms fly a little farther. If you are a person who does any kind of sports, I know we have tennis players and runners and softball players, weightlifters. You feel that in your body. It's we come to yoga, we get this nice healing. Let's slow these twists down again now. And the arm movement gets a little slower. And finally they become still. We'll circle our arms up into the air. Hands come to the heart, sink the hips down and back, chair pose. We're also all aging, and that comes also with all kinds of interesting consequences in terms of our physical health. We need healing in that respect as well. Now let's add another twist. Take your right elbow in between your knees and then hop it all the way across to the outside of your left knee, bringing that twist around to the left now. In addition to the healing properties for our back, we feel in this twist. Can you feel a squeeze in your belly? Very healing for your digestive system. So not yet, but in just a moment, we're going to turn this twisting chair into a twisting lunge by stepping our right foot back. When we do that, if you need to touch the floor to balance yourself, you're welcome to. If you want to challenge yourself, you can stand in balance on your left foot while you extend the right leg back before touching it down. So let's make that transition now. Step onto your left foot, extend your right leg back, and turn your twisting chair into a twisting lunge. Twist, come back around, take hands to the mat, and send your left leg to the sky. And then step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. The more you can connect with your body, the more you can feel that healing, the more you can find the places in your body that are craving an opening. Again, we'll circle our arms round and round. Now bring hands to your heart and take your right hand to the outside of your left thigh, left hand round behind your back. Straighten up nice and tall before we twist. This time, let's turn our shoulders around to the left. Chin around to the left shoulder. And again, you can reach your arms parallel to the floor if you like, or you can keep your hands as they are. Feel that twist. Low back, middle back, upper back, neck, belly. Now let it come back around. Hands come to the mat. We step forward. Inhale all the way up. Touching hands overhead, drop hands to your sides. Little twist, side to side. Arms fly free. The hips still pointing forward, so we're getting the twist up in the back as the shoulders move. And then they slow down. And then they stop completely. Circle arms into the sky, hands to the heart, chair pose. Strengthening. So adding again a twist here, take your left elbow between your knees and then hop it over to the outside of your right knee as we turn this twist around to the right. Continue to lengthen through your back and spine as you twist. So again, again, we'll make that transition. Remember, you can touch your hands down or you can try the balance. Step onto your right foot, extend your left leg back, and turn the twisting chair into a twisting lunge. And then let your twist come back around. Take hands onto the mat. Let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, back to downward facing dog. And take your knees to the mat. Move your hands so they're right under your shoulders. Cat and cow. Inhale, lift the head and the tail. And then exhale, arch your back up toward the sky. Now let your movement reflect the flow of your breath. Next, exhale, slip through your cat pose down onto your heels. Drag your hands in towards your knees and rise up into the sky. Take your left hand on your left hip, reach your right arm up, 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 and then over into a side bend, stretching into the right side of your body. Or whichever way you're going, it's all good. Come back up, changing sides. Other arm reaches up and the side bend goes in the other direction. Maybe this is a part of your body craving an opening. And come back up and wave your arms around like you were blowing in a breeze. Now hands come to the heart, we sit down onto our feet. And just take a moment of stillness. After I say, may this practice bring healing to the body, the next thing is, may this practice bring peace to the mind. Our minds are busy, always thinking, lots of dramas going on. But if we focus on our breath, we can bring that peace to the mind. Now circle your arms up into the air and then fold forward. Tuck your toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up into the air. Step or help the right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Customized to your own body. Arms reach round behind you. Link your fingers together. Push hands and shoulders back as you stretch your heart wide open. So after peace to the mind, I say, may this practice today bring joy to the heart. And when I think of joy and the heart, I think of back bends and heart opening poses where we're spreading our heart center wide open. Release your hands up into the sky. And then let your hands come down to the mat. And step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, come all the way up. And then bend the knees, swing the arms down, and then swing them back to the sky. This movement is sometimes called the breath of joy. Now Now come up one more time. Bring hands to your heart. Separate your feet hip distance apart for a nice foundation. Make fists at your low back. As you push the feet down, roll your shoulders back and lean back into your back bend. Custom fit to your body. If you think about it, so often we round our shoulders forward in our daily activities. So do the complete opposite of that as you really open up across the front body. What does that feel like inside when you're this open in the front? Now carefully bring your back bend up. Shift your hands to your hips and pour your back bend now into a forward bend. Give yourself a moment here to hang into the gravity of this forward bend. Now with hands on the mat, step your right foot back. This time lay your right knee down. Circle your arms up and overhead, lacing your fingers together above you with index fingers pointing to the sky like a steeple. And then find the side bends again that you did earlier as you lift up nice and tall. And if it's comfortable, you can add a back bend here. And again, find a heart opening. And then hands come down to the mat. Shift your hips backwards, slowly stretch into your left leg. Custom fit to your body. You can do a little more, you can do a little less based on your needs. Forward. Take your hands on the mat, tuck your right toes into the floor, pick your right knee up, send your left leg up and into the sky. And then step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Again, we'll reach hands behind the back, stretching the heart wide open. It can feel vulnerable to open your heart this wide. Because we protect our heart so often by rolling our shoulders forward. If you think about driving, if you think about looking at your phone, we're chronically closing off at our heart center. So allow yourself this opportunity to feel the opening here. Release your hands, reach them up to the sky, and then take hands to the mat. Step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, come all the way up. The breath of joy. Exhale, swinging the arms down and swinging them back up. And then reach to the sky, bring hands into your heart. Again, create the foundation for this back bend with a hip distance between your feet. We make fists at our low back, saying, I've got your back. Rising up, rolling the shoulders back, leaning back. It can feel vulnerable. Carefully up, sliding hands around the hips, we pour that back bend down again. Dangling into gravity in whatever way is comfortable for you. And bring your hands to the mat, step your left foot back, lay your left knee to the ground, circle arms overhead. Fingers point up in a steeple. And again, you can curve back if you want. Once again, finding a heart opening. And then hands come down to the mat. We shift the hips backwards as we slowly stretch into the right leg. And then moving forward once again, we take hands to the mat. We tuck our left toes under, pick our left knee up, and step back now, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. Lay your knees to the mat, hands again under the shoulders, cat and cow. Moving and breathing as one. Next, exhale right through your cat pose, down into your heels. Drag your hands to your knees, rise up onto your knees, reach to the sky. Left hand on the left hip, reaching up and over into a side bend. And come up, changing sides. And then come up and blow in the breeze. Hands come to the heart, we sit down onto the feet. Final thing I say in the beginning is may this practice bring a unity of mind, body, and spirit. The word yoga is loosely translated into union. So at the end of the day, that's what we're looking for, is a coming together, mind, body, and spirit. Inhale, reach up into the sky, and then fold forward, hands on the mat, toes into the floor, hips to the sky. We step into downward facing dog for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling, go back to downward facing dog. Now lay your knees to the mat, slip your hips into your heels. Lay yourself down in that resting pose, child's pose. And take this moment of stillness to feel your body, to feel the healing, to focus on your breath and quiet your mind. To feel the effects of the heart opening, bringing joy to your heart. To feel connected again, mind, body, and spirit. Now look to the front of your mat, press your hands down. Tuck your toes into the floor, lift your hips to the sky, step into downward facing dog. And then walk your feet up to meet your hands. Slowly rising all the way up. And then we bring hands into the heart. So exploring a little balancing now. Let's step first onto the right foot. Our first pose today, dancing Shiva pose. We'll circle our arms into the sky, linking index fingers and thumbs like okay signs. Bend the right knee, bend the elbows, and then angle your left leg out in front. Anytime you need to step down, start again, perfectly fine. Now let's straighten up the right leg. Take your left hand on the left knee and open it out to the side. Your right arm reaching out, acting as a counterbalance. And then from here we find tree pose. Take your right, your left foot, sorry, to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your right leg. You can center your hands at your heart, or you can branch them out. And then we step back onto two feet. And before the other side, feel free to move your body a little bit. And let's step down now onto the left foot. We start again with dancing Shiva pose. Arms reach up, index fingers and thumbs looping together. Bend the left knee, the elbows, angle the right leg in front. As we straighten the left leg, the right hand comes under the right knee, opening it to the side. And then for tree pose, take your right foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh of your right leg. And then again, 2 feet onto the ground, move your body a little bit. And we'll take a nice big inhale, reaching up into the sky. Exhale, fold all the way back down. As hands touch the mat, walk your feet back. Lay your knees down, slide hips into heels. We're back again to child's pose. Adding a side bend this time around, let's walk our hands way over to the right. And walk your hands back to the center and walk them way over to the left. Come again to center. We'll turn our toes into the floor, lift our hips to the sky, and return to downward facing dog. So we're moving next into hip opening with pigeon pose. So there are two variations. You can pick whichever one you like. You could choose to lay on your back and cross your right ankle over your left thigh and then draw the legs in toward you. Or you can step the right foot forward, and as you bend the knee, let your foot land behind the left hand, knee behind the right. So choose whichever variation of pigeon pose feels best for you. And then close your eyes. We'll spend a little time here. When we think about healing for the body, the hips are one of our chronically tight places. So we give this some time and some breath to allow the opening. Breathing in and out, nice and slow and deep, as you feel the stress begin to melt away, the tension from your body dissolve. Imagine your hip like an onion with layer upon layer of tension. Breath by breath, peel away another layer. you're in this prone variation, take your hands onto the mat. If you're on your back, we're going to meet in downward facing dog, so find your way there. To get there from here, just curl your left toes under, pick your left knee up, and then step back. Once you're in downward facing dog, press heels up and down a little. Feel that pigeon pose being absorbed fully into your right hip. Now this time, let's all step the right foot forward. Foot behind the left hand, knee behind the right. And then we'll place our left knee right inside of our right knee and sit back between our feet. And here we're ready for a twist. Lay your right hand to the floor behind you. Left arm up into the sky. Cross your left arm over your right thigh and let this twist spiral around to the right. Always growing taller as the twist winds up your back and spine. Slowly unwind and allow it to go a little way to the other side. And then we'll swing the right foot back, take hands to the mat, step the left foot back, and find our way back again to downward facing dog. Again, heels push up and down a little. So let's do that same experience on the other side. So again, you can go to your back. This time it will be left ankle across right thigh, or step the left foot forward, bending the knee, the foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. And then ease your way into pigeon pose. So as I'm sure you're aware, more and more doctors are recommending yoga to their patients because it heals the body, it quiets the mind, and in our busy, stressful lives, it's so necessary. And if you look at other healing modalities around the world, the concepts of nadis, the energy lines in our body, or the chakras, you know, all of these are affected by yoga as well, bringing healing to the body. In traditional Chinese medicine, different organs of the body are associated with different emotions. And we touch into those organs and emotions with twists and back bends and forward bends and all the movements of yoga. And if you're in the prone variation, take hands to the mat. If you're on your back, we'll meet you in downward facing dog. From here, curl your right toes under, pick your right foot up, and step back. And once you're in downward facing dog, press heels up and down. Now let's all step the left foot forward, bend your knee, foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left, and then place your right knee just inside of your left knee and push yourself back to sit between your feet. Left hand behind the back, right arm to the sky, crossing the right arm over the left thigh, the twist spiraling around to the left now. Up through the low back, the middle back, the upper back, and with the chin turning toward the left shoulder into the neck. Twist comes back around. We allow it to go to the other side a little bit. And then we'll swing the left foot back. Place hands on the mat. Step the right foot back. Come to one last downward facing dog. Press your heels up and down. Take it all in. Now let your knees come to the mat. Crisscross your ankles. Slip right over to the tops of your feet. Stretch your legs straight out in front of you now for a forward bend. Inhale, arms reaching to the sky. And then as you exhale, fold forward to where it feels right for you. Listening to your body. As we fold inward here in this forward bend, it feels naturally reflective and introspective. It's a quiet pose. Focus on your breath and allow your mind to become more quiet. Begin to walk your hands up your legs, catching the backs of our thighs. Let's roll down onto the floor now. We lay all the way down onto our back. As you come to the floor, give yourself a nice little rock from side to side. And then extend your legs straight up into the air. Take your hands to the floor beside you or slip them underneath your hips if you'd like. Now draw your belly in nice and strong and then begin to lower your legs down toward the ground. Before they come to the floor, use your deep belly strength to lift them back up again. And then continue at your own pace, nice and slow. See if you can relax your shoulders, your neck, your jaw. Really finding abdominal strength for this movement. As if your feet and legs were marionette puppets, but it's your belly that pulls the strings. Legs one more time and lift them up once more and then draw your knees into your body, take hands on your knees, draw circles round and round and then go around the other way. Now we'll set our feet onto the floor. Let's reach our arms wide out on the ground. Heel-toe your feet away from each other until you feel the edges of your mat right underneath your feet. And then like windshield wipers, drop your knees over to the right. And then slowly up and over to the left. And keep going side to side, nice and slow. Turn these windshield wipers from steady to intermittent. Let your knees go over to the right, but then stay there. And then bring them slowly up and over to the left and let them stay there. They come up once again, we'll reach around and scoop up our knees. Give yourself a hug and choose now an inversion for today. You could lay on your back and reach your legs up into the sky. You could push both feet into the floor as you lift your hips off the ground in a bridge pose. You could lift your hips and legs up above you supporting yourself with your hands in a shoulder stand. Or if you have another inversion, you practice safely. Choose whatever might feel nice today. Continue to focus on your breath as you quiet your mind. Slowly begin to lay your body back down onto the mat, gently touching down and then reaching around for your knees. Give yourself a rock side to side. And touch your feet onto the floor. Slip your hands underneath your hips for fish pose. We'll stretch our legs out straight and then sit up on the tips of our fingers. Tuck your elbows underneath your back and then let your head lay back. Roll your shoulders back and reach your heart to the sky. Once again, a big heart opening. Bring joy to the heart. Let the head lift up and we return that fish pose gently to the mat. Hands come out from underneath us. Now they'll reach to the floor behind our head. Lace your fingers together. Turn your palms around. Stretch your body from one end to the other. And now reaching down, let's gather up the right knee. Pull it into your body and then guide it all the way across you to the left while you turn your head to the right. And the twist rises up the low back, the middle back, the upper back, and the neck. We release the left hand and let it fall to the floor. The twist rolls you over, lays you down. Before we twist the other way, you may need to straighten your body out a little bit again. And then take that stretch as you reach arms overhead, extend the legs. And now we'll reach down, gathering up the left knee. Cross your left leg all the way over to the right. Turn your head to the left. As if squeezing out a wet towel or wringing out a wet towel, wring out the last bits of tension in your body. The right hand. That last twist rolls you over and again lays you down. Straighten your body out At this time, if you'd like to cover yourself up, you're welcome to do that. And then lay yourself down for this final relaxation. Lay down on the mat and close your eyes. Here's where it all comes together. Unity of mind, body, and spirit. Through our movement, we've brought healing to the body. Focusing on our breath, peace to the mind. Opening our heart, joy to the heart. And now we let it all come together, the unity of mind, body, and spirit. Allow yourself this time to feel that unity, that coming together again. In the stillness and quiet of this unity, a clarity. Take a very deep breath in. Release that inhale into a nice slow exhale. And give yourself a moment now to create your own meaningful closure for your experience today. When you've had your closure, roll your body over onto your right side. Lay your head on your arm and take a moment there. Finally, let's meet where we began. Find your way back to a comfortable seated position on your mat. And then offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And once again, we'll let our head drop down and roll side to side. Coming back to center, our arms circle up and into the sky. Our hands meet together above our head and come first to our forehead for unity of mind, body, and spirit in our thoughts today. And to our lips for unity of mind, body, and spirit in our words. And to our heart, for a unity of mind, body, and spirit in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.